Bonsoir tout le monde. Good evening. On va faire la réunion normale du conseil le 12 décembre 2023. Moi, c'est 7h02. Tous les conseils sont présents. Je tiens un proposeur pour adopter l'ordre du jour. Période de questions, c'est après.
Non? Sur l'ordre du jour, c'est avant.
C'est avant? Bien, OK. L'ordre du jour est adopté. Période de questions. Question period, is there any questions? Y a-t-il des questions? Oui.
Et es-tu en sortant du village à droite quand tu tournes pour la 148?
On a demandé que ça soit réparé.
C'est le ticket, c'est le gouvernement?
Oui.
Est-ce que tu veux t'envoyer une lettre?
Bien, on les appelle, puis... Ouais, on peut leur envoyer une lettre, là, mais c'est plus vite. Juste les appeler, mais ça va être peut-être plus vite que nous autres, on le fait si nous autres ouais, même.
On peut les appeler au 51, les signaler s'il y a quelque chose.
Ils passent en avant tous les jours, mais ils ne le voient pas.
Ils ont été bouchés, les trous à l'entrée de la baie.
Hein?
À l'entrée de la baie, là, ouais. Les deux trous, là, ils ont l'asphalte qui a été mis dedans cette semaine, où je parle pas aussi à tous les jours, puis les trous ils ont été bouchés. Ça m'a surpris que celui-là, à l'entrée, à la sortie du village, qui n'a pas été fait.
Ah,
je sais.
Il y a 5 ans.
Je connais
quelqu'un qui peut appeler
et
ils vont savoir des
bêtises. D'autres
questions? Other questions? Yes?
Des questions, est-ce que c'est sur tous les sujets, monsieur?
Oui.
Ben, oui.
Oui.
Oui, j'en ai une attention spéciale.
Oui.
Sur le déneigement.
Oui.
Moi, j'ai fait 40 ans de temps de déneigement pour la ville de Montréal. Puis quand je suis chez nous dans le driveway, puis je vois votre camion passer avec la blade au milieu d'un verre, l'aile de V à terre, étendant du matériel en montant. Puis après ça, quand il revient de bord, il descend, il m'appelle en inventaire, puis il sac tout dans le fossé. Un petit peu de misère avec ça.
Ouais.
Moi, même que ça m'enrage.
Quel chemin?
Rockcliffe. OK. Ouais. Puis en plus, on est en train de tout briser nos véhicules. Je vous invite à venir prendre quelque chose ce soir à notre nouvelle résidence qu'on s'est bâtie, juste pour que vous voyez quel genre de chemin nous avons. Mais je pense que vous allez être gêné.
Oui.
Oui. Parce que 3 500 $ de réparation du char de ma femme cette année, quand il faut qu'elle descende vite fait à l'urgence à l'hôpital pour aller faire des opérations. Elle ne peut pas rouler plus que 5 km, sinon elle pète tout. Les exhausts cassés, les rimes pétées, la direction, Dieu n'a pas de vue. Il
faut
croire qu'il y a quelque chose qui se fasse. Okay. Je ne sais pas si vous manquez de personnes d'expérience pour montrer le travail, mais vous n'avez dans votre village du monde d'expérience. Vous devez vous en servir.
Merci. Go ahead, sir.
C'est ce que je voulais dire.
Okay.
Votre nom, déjà?
Guy Dodge, D-O-D-G-E.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Talking
about Carl Ward. Yeah. There's not much we can say about that.
Hopefully we can find something for the public to know what's going on with a missing person.
Yeah.
My next question was the last meeting I asked you, the last meeting I was here, I asked you about permits.
Yes.
And did anybody get anywhere with this?
For North Lake Fishing Game?
But permits in general, but that was the issue. I don't care about North Lake Fishing Game, but I'm talking about giving permits after jobs are done.
After jobs are done.
Yeah, that was my question.
Yeah, are you talking about septic jobs or construction?
Any jobs.
Yeah.
Is it the habit of the municipality to give permits to people?
Not after. You're supposed to get your permit before.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Like I mentioned before, in that situation, it's all been happened.
Yeah, well, I know that there was inspections done on the site that you're talking about there, North Lake. They went there and did an inspection in October, I think.
Yeah.
So, and as far as I know, the report showed me that for what was done, they had the permits. That's what the report stated. I didn't go and look.
Listen,
I'm just telling you. No, I'm just.
I asked you the question in front of everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to get fingered for this.
I'm just telling you what was in the report that I got.
Well, I know that I'm going to get blamed for this. And I don't really care. Because North Lake.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
All this work was done without permits.
Yeah, well, all I can answer you is that what was done, according to the inspector, they have permits for. That's all I can answer you right now. I didn't go and look and.
But that's the issue that I had, that I told you.
Yeah.
The inspector told me they knew about this.
Yeah.
And we're going to work it out. We're going to give permits whenever they need. So now it seems to me that it's very clear that you give permits. After.
No.
You have to ask for a permit.
No.
And Grenville's on the roof.
Anyway. Yeah, all I can tell you on this is what I read and what.
There's many, many permits, and I'm asking. Yeah. I'm asking, is it common and grounds in?
The bylaw is no. The bylaw is you get your permit before, not after. Well, that's the bylaw.
And I just got information this weekend, and it could be hearsay, but there was a bunch of work done again, and the permits were given after.
Yeah, I suggest they're it's in the hands of the administration. Best thing to do is come in and make your complaint clear to them, so that they can deal with it. Because I don't know. I don't do the inspection, so I couldn't answer you yay or nay. Okay, I can only tell you that on that one, I saw one report on that one circumstance, which told me that everything was fine. That's all I can answer you. I don't know anything of what's going on there.
You were told everything's fine?
Everything is according to our bylaw. That's all I can tell you.
Come on.
I invite you to come back and make a complaint there. I can't go any further than that.
The complaint.
Okay.
Before, and I'm asking in general. I don't care about that.
I just told you there, in general, there's a bylaw. You follow the bylaw. Bylaws, you get a permit before. Please, the meeting's here. Vous voulez parler, là? Vous invitez juste à aller dehors, là, parler. Vous pouvez revenir après. Il n'y a aucun problème. Merci. There's nothing more I can say on it, okay? I can only tell you what I know. And that's what I know. Now, if you're not satisfied with that answer, I invite you to come back here, make a complaint, so they can go back and make another inspection. The bylaw is clear. You get the permit before you do the work, not after you do the work. But that's the bylaw.
In the meeting here, I just told you, I've been told that there's been continuous work done, and the municipality is approved and given permits after the work was done.
Well, look.
Is that in general how the Grenville sort of.
I just answered you, and I'm not going to answer again. Okay, thank you. Other questions?
Yes, I have more.
Yes, sir.
The Bell 5.
Yes.
Is there a reason?
Yeah, because they can't hook up to the poles.
No, but is there a reason that it's Argenteuil 5?
Argenteuil 5. Well, yeah, we're the ones that own it. We're putting it in.
Okay. And
the MRC is the one that's building the system.
So there's a disconnect between Bell.
Bell does not build past the 50.
But there's a disconnect because my phone is with Bell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your phone is not fiber; it's a copper line. It's copper line.
Landline.
Yeah.
But the Bell 5 or Argenteuil 5.
Yeah.
Once and they did it today, connected my phone.
Yes.
But Bell doesn't want to disconnect.
Oh.
Why not?
Tell me.
Well, that's between you and Bell. I mean,
no, that's not between me. There has to be a contract between the municipality and.
No, no.
This
once
is the government
gonna,
thing
no,
that was going
to
no.
be set
no,
up.
No. Once you switch, they have to do it. We did it, and it took the same day we called. They disconnected it.
Well, they installed Bell 5 in my house this morning.
Bell 5.
No, not
Bell
5.
Yeah.
And Bell hasn't disconnected.
Yeah, but did you call Bell to disconnect?
I called them.
Yeah.
They wanted to disconnect me last week.
Who?
Bell.
Okay, and why didn't they?
Because I don't have the new connection yet.
Well, are you connected now?
I'm connected, but I'm not hooked up.
Connected, not hooked up.
Bell doesn't want to transfer.
Because first phase is they do the road. Then they do to your house, second phase, and then the third phase, there's a guy that comes and plugs it in.
No, the guy came and plugged it in this morning.
Okay, so you're plugged in the house.
But Bell refuses to disconnect.
Well, the guy must have disconnected Bell when he connected you.
I'm going to do it myself.
Well, whatever.
But
anyway, that's not in our hands.
No, but this was run by the municipality.
Five is a separate company that runs that. Okay, we installed the main lines. The big main line that's in the polar, that's what the MRC is doing.
That's Argentine 5?
Yeah.
No. It's the MRC. Argentine 5 rents from the MRC the system. Fib Argentine, fiber there, they own between the poles and the house, the connection. That's the way it works. So you deal with Fib when you want to do something in your house. And you deal with Bell to disconnect. Or connect.
I've dealt with both and neither one can give me an answer.
Well.
And the guy disconnected. Yeah. The guy connected to Fib.
Fib Argentine cannot disconnect Bell. You understand? Like they don't own it. So they can't disconnect it. Only Bell can disconnect Bell. It's like Bell can't disconnect Fib. Only Fib can disconnect Fib. That's the way it works. So you have to deal with Bell.
Another question before we go any further. Shenandoah Mill Campbell in Punishing.
Yes.
I own.
Okay.
The railroad, Mr. Gauthier, the municipality, I've got emails and I've been told that the culvert under the road is my problem.
Yeah.
It's blocked.
Okay.
I don't own either lot on either side of the road.
Okay.
Now, the railroads tell me I gotta fix it.
Okay.
I can't get to.
But this is a private road.
The private road?
Yeah.
But the railroad owns the land to the culvert.
Okay.
Mr. Gauthier and the other owner on each side own the land. I can't access their land. So.
Yeah, I don't know how to answer you that because it's not.
Well, the municipality is the one that called me and told me that it's my responsibility.
Well, it's a private road. It's obviously your responsibility. It's definitely not the municipality's.
The culvert isn't on my land.
But whose land is it on?
The culvert is under my road.
Yeah, but who?
Each side of the culvert belongs to the railroad.
Okay, then.
Each access to the land belongs to the railroad.
Then I suggest you call and deal with the railroad if you think it's their problem.
No. The municipality that gave me the problem.
What are you talking about? The municipality has nothing to do with it.
The municipality gave me the
municipality issue. Has nothing to do with private roads.
It's not the private road, it's the ditch.
Yeah, but the ditch belongs to the railroad, doesn't belong to us.
Who does it?
That belongs to the railroad track.
Well, why did the municipality?
I don't know. I can't answer you. I'm just telling you that the railroad.
I'm telling you that the municipality told me, and I called.
Okay, who here told you that?
It was the inspector, Miriam. She told me, she said, this is your problem, your road.
Well, it's your road, it's your problem, yeah?
No, the culvert's there, my road is there, the culvert's there.
Okay, who?
Each ditch is blocked.
Who made did somebody make a complaint to you?
I imagine it must have been Mr. Gauthier.
No, but, somebody came and made a complaint here?
Has to be, I don't know.
So what did Miriam tell you?
That it's my responsibility. I've checked it out. I don't own either side of the culvert. It's not my land. I own the road.
Yeah, well, that's Mr. Gauthier should contact you if there's an issue. Not us. It's a private road. It's not ours. I have no idea. We'll find out. Because it's not our problem.
I have messages with your road.
Yeah.
Whoever he is.
Yeah, but it's not. It's a private road. That has nothing to do with the municipality.
But ditches.
It doesn't have nothing to do. A ditch belongs to the railroad track. It doesn't belong to us.
I don't. The water has to go somewhere.
Yeah, it goes to the river, usually there. Eventually, it goes to the river.
I don't know if it goes up or down.
It doesn't matter. I'm just telling you.
My road is there. The culvert's there.
Yeah.
And you.
Anyway, look, we're going around circles, okay? I'm just telling you there. We're not going to go around circles. The railroad track. And those railroad ditches belong to the railroad. The fence is there. You can see the fence. That's their property.
There's no fence.
Well, whatever. There used to be fences there. I don't know what happened to them. There used to be. That's their property. But you can get a surveyor in and get him to survey it, and you'll see what they own and what you own, and then you can figure out what the problem is, and between you and the railroad track, fix it.
It's not the railroad that called me. It's the municipality.
Did they give you a letter, or is this just verbal?
It's an email. I got an email.
Okay, can we get... Okay, we're going to check into it. That's the best I can tell you, because it's not our responsibility. So.
Well, the drainage of an area in a municipality must belong to somebody.
Water courses. This is a ditch. This is a railroad ditch. You don't see the municipalities or any municipality cleaning railroad ditches. Okay? That's my answer to you. They, you know, we got enough to look after. We're not going to start looking after theirs. Other questions? No question. All right, let's get going. So, l'ordre du jour est approuvé. Adoption des procès-verbaux de la séance ordinaire du Conseil municipal tenue le 14 novembre 2023, la séance extraordinaire du Conseil municipal tenue le 21 novembre, de la séance extraordinaire du Conseil municipal tenue le 25 novembre et de la séance extraordinaire du Conseil municipal tenue le 7 décembre. So, adoption of the minutes of regular meeting of the Municipal Council held on November 14th, another special meeting held on November 21st, special meeting held on November 25th, and a special meeting held on December 7th. So, c'est proposé par? Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Le procès-verbaux de la séance ordinaire du Conseil municipal tenu le 14 novembre, extraordinaire le 21 novembre, extraordinaire le 25 novembre et extraordinaire le 7 décembre soit approuvé tel que déposé. So, it's proposed and resolved regular meetings of the Municipal Council held on November 14th, special meetings of the 21st of November, 25th of November, and the 7th of December are approved as filed. Pour autoriser le paiement des cotisations annuelles aux associations professionnelles, to authorize the payment of annual dues to professional associations, ça c'est proposé par?
Je peux proposer, M. le maire.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
So, on parle ici pour Mme Nadon, elle a des GMQ au montant de 12,80 et de Marc Montpetit à l'OGSICK CQ au montant 356,42. So, this proposed resolve is council will authorize the payments of the annual membership of employees mentioned below in the following associations. Miriam Nadon, 1280 to the ADGMQ, and Mac Montpetit to the AGSICQ for 356.42. Pour payer les heures accumulées du personnel CAUD, to pay accumulated hours of executive staff, ça c'est proposé par. Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que les heures accumulées pour les membres personnels CAUD leur soient payées selon les relevés déposés lors des réunions du caucus du 7 décembre 2023. So proposed and resolved that the hours accumulated by executive staff be paid to them based on time records presented during the December 7, 2023 caucus meeting. Pour accepter les frais excédentaires, remplacement du ponceau, GRPC 02-79, programme d'aide à la voirie locale, dossier LZE-48-7-77, to accept excess fees, replacement of culvert GRPC 0279, local road assistance program, file FZE-48-777. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Je peux proposer, M. le maire.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil accepte les frais excédentaires et autorise la directrice de finances de payer à DEVCOR son forfaitaire de 17 000, excluant les taxes pour les travaux supplémentaires effectués par DEVCOR lors du remplacement du ponceau GRPC 0279. La directrice des finances est autorisée de transférer sur plus non affecté le montant suffisant pour payer cette dépense. Pensera impliquée au poste budgétaire 23-04-149-710. So, it's proposed and resolved. Council accepts the excess costs and authorizes the Director of Finance to pay DEFCOR lump sum price $17,000, including taxes for the additional work carried out by DEFCOR during the replacement of culvert GRPC 0279. Director of Finance is authorized to transfer from the unrestricted surplus the amount sufficient to pay for the expenditure. This, the expenditure will be charged to budget item 23-04149-710. Pour abroger et remplacer la résolution 2023-11-451 pour octroyer des contrats d'entretien chemin privé, to repeal and replace resolution 2023-11-451 to award maintenance contracts to private roads. Ça, c'est proposé par...
Je
vais proposer, M. Manon, avec la correction, au lieu de 8,809 et 819, ils sont les 10. Comme le graphique. Comme le graphique. So, tout le monde d'accord? Oui. Je propose to the following amount. Total amount is $8,809.79. Pour saturation demande exemption taxe à Centre communautaire d'Avocat Inc. to decide on tax exemption request, Avocat Community Center Inc. Ça, c'est proposé par... Patrice? Tout le monde d'accord? Que la municipalité de Grande-Rouge ne s'oppose pas à l'obtention d'une exemption fiscale pour le Centre communautaire d'avocats Inc. This proposed result, the municipality of Grande-Rouge does not oppose obtaining a tax exemption for a local community center. Pour autoriser le dépôt d'une demande dans le cadre du programme d'emploi d'été Canada 2024, to authorize the submission of an application under 2024 Canada Summer Jobs Program, ça s'est proposé par... Patrice, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil municipal autorise le dépôt d'une demande de financement pour l'embauche de 3 étudiants sur une période de 10 semaines dans le cadre du programme d'emploi d'été Canada 2024. So, proposed result, municipal council authorizes the submission of funding request for the hiring of 3 students over a period of 10 weeks as part of Canada Summer Jobs 2024 program. Rédition de compte du programme d'aide à voirie locale sous volet projet particulier d'amélioration par circonscription électorale, rendering of accounts for the local road assistance program subcomponent specific improvement projects by electoral division. C'est proposé par?
C'est proposé, M. le maire.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil de municipalité de Grande-Rouge approuve les dépenses du montant de?
$16,309.85.
Tout le monde est d'accord avec ça? Que le conseil municipal de Grande-Rouge approuve les dépenses de montant à $13,309.85 relatives aux travaux d'amélioration et aux frais inhérents admissibles mentionnés au formulaire V0321 conformément aux exigences du ministère des Transports du Québec et reconnaît qu'en cas de non-respect de celle-ci, l'aide financière sera résiliée. This proposed result, municipal council approved the expenses in the amount of $16,309.85 relating to the improvement work and eligible inherent costs mentioned in Form V0321 in accordance with requirements of Ministry of Transport Quebec and acknowledges that in the event of non-compliance with these requirements, the financial assistance will be terminated. Pour approuver, la Ville de Percé appelle le jugement de la Cour supérieure du Québec invalidant son règlement imposant une redevance réglementaire pour contribuer au financement des infrastructures touristiques municipales. To support the City of Percé, appeal of the judgment of the Superior Court of Quebec invalidating its bylaw opposing a regulatory royalty to contribute to the financing of municipal tourism infrastructure. Ça, c'est proposé par? Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que la municipalité de Grande-Rouge appuie la Ville de Percé dans ses démarches pour faire reconnaître la légalité de son règlement imposant une redevance touristique. This proposed result, municipality of Grande-Rouge support the City of Percé in its effort to have the legality of its regulation imposing a tourist fee recognized. Pour accepter l'offre de service Audi 2023, to accept service offer audit 2023, ça c'est proposé par?
Moi, je propose.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
demanda-t-il la firme FBR pour ses services d'audit au montant de 27 400 excluant les taxes. Les fonds nécessaires sont prévus au poste budgétaire 02-13413. The proposal was all mandated firm FBL for its audit service for a total amount of $27,400 excluding taxes. The necessary funds will be taken from the budget item 02-13413. Pour autoriser le transfert de sommes provenant du poste budgétaire excédentaire vers des postes budgétaires déficitaires, to authorize the transfer of amounts from surplus budget items to deficit budget items. C'est proposé par. Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le montant de 21 500 soit transféré des postes budgétaires excédentaires vers des postes budgétaires déficitaires suivants. So it's proposed and resolved that an amount of $21,500 be transferred from surplus budget items to the following deficit budget items. So, on prend de l'argent du service d'information, puis on l'envoie au service technique inspection, ça c'est 5 000. $500 d'asphalte froide qui va aller à l'asphalte chaude. Il y a 15 000 $ qui va aller de scellement des fissures, glissière de clôture, location, machinerie et outillage au sable d'hiver. Et puis, il y a 1 000 $ du téléphone cellulaire qui va aller à téléphone. Permission, permission de voirie et entente d'entretien, road permission and maintenance agreement. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Je vais proposer, M. le maire, Carl.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que la municipalité demande au ministère des Transports et de la Mobilité durable de lui accorder les permissions de voirie au cours de l'année 2024 et qu'elle autorise la directrice générale, directeur des travaux publics, à signer une permission de voirie et les ententes d'entretien pour tous les travaux dont les coûts estimés de remise en état des éléments de l'emprise n'excèdent pas 10 000, puisque la municipalité s'engage à respecter les clauses de la permission de voirie et des ententes d'entretien conclues. De plus, la municipalité s'engage à demander la permission requise chaque fois qu'il sera nécessaire. This proposal resolved, municipality asked the Ministry of Transport and Sustainable Mobility to grant it road permits during the year 2024 and that it authorize the Director General and Director of Public Works to sign the road permits and maintenance agreements for all work for which the estimated cost of restoring the elements of the right-of-way does not exceed $10,000 since the municipality undertakes the respect to respect the clauses of the road permit and the agreements of interview concluded. In addition, the municipality undertakes to request the required permissions whenever necessary. Pour autoriser la location d'un chargeur sur roue pour l'entretien d'hiver et de chemin, to authorize the rental of a loader for winter road maintenance, ça c'est proposé par?
Je peux encore le proposer, M. le maire.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Le conseil municipal autorise la location d'un chargeur sur roue auprès de la compagnie 9376-7507 Québec Inc., faisant affaire sous le nom Transport Italy pour un montant de 5 000 par mois pour le mois de janvier, excusez. Excluant les taxes applicables, les fonds nécessaires seront prélevés à même du poste budgétaire 02-32-001-516. So, the proposed resolve, Municipal Council authorizes the rental of a loader from the company 9376-7507 Quebec Inc. Doing business under the name Transport Italy for an amount of $5,000 per month. For the month of January 2024, excluding applicable taxes, necessary funds will be taken from budget 02-32-001-516. Pour autoriser le maire et directrice générale à signer une convention d'aide financière avec le ministère des Transports dans le cadre du volet redressement du programme d'aide de la voirie locale pour les chemins de Rivière-Rouge, dossier FQA-49986, projet GRCH-130.01. To authorize the Mayor and Director General to sign a financial assistance agreement with the Minister of Transport as part of the recovery component of the Local Roads Assistance Program for Rouge River Road, file FQA-49986, Project GRCH-130-01. C'est proposé par? Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le maire et directeur général soit autorisé à signer une convention d'aide financière avec le ministère des Transports dans le cadre du volet de redressement du programme d'aide à la voirie locale pour obtenir une aide financière maximale de 3 239 495 pour les travaux de réfection de chaussée chemin de Rivière-Rouge. So it's proposed and resolved that the mayor and director general be authorized by resolution to sign the financial assistance agreement with the Minister of Transport as part of the recovery component of the local roads assistance program to obtain maximum financial assistance of $3,239,495 for the road repair work on the Rouge River Road. Pour autoriser le maire et directeur général à signer une convention d'aide financière avec le ministre des Transports dans le cadre du volet redressement du programme d'aide à la voirie locale pour des réparations localisées sur les chemins Kilmar et Scotch, dossier QZH-82-337. To authorize the mayor and director general to sign a financial assistance agreement with the Minister of Transport for the recovery component of the local roads assistance program for localized repairs on Kilmar and Scottish Roads, file QZH-82337. Qu'est-ce qui est proposé par? Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le maire, le directeur général, soit autorisé à signer une convention d'aide financière avec le ministre des Transports dans le cadre du volet de redressement du programme d'aide à la voirie locale pour obtenir l'aide financière maximale de 84 122 pour des réparations localisées sur les chemins Kilmar et Scotch. To propose and resolve that the mayor and director general be authorized by resolution to sign the financial assistance agreement with the Minister of Transport as part of the recovery component of the local roads assistance program to obtain maximum financial assistance of $84,122 for localized repairs on Kilmar and Scotch roads. Pour autoriser le maire directeur général à signer une convention d'aide financière avec le ministre des Transports dans le cadre du volet de redressement du programme d'aide à la voirie locale pour le chemin Kilmar, dossier IPJ-28-482, projet GRCH-029.15, to authorize the mayor and director general to sign a financial assistance agreement with the Minister of Transport as part of the recovery component of the local roads assistance program for Kilmar Road, file RPJ-28482, project GRCH-02915. C'est proposé par? Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le maire directeur général soit autorisé à signer la convention d'aide financière avec le ministre des Transports dans le cadre du volet de redressement du programme d'aide à la voirie locale pour obtenir l'aide financière maximale de $2,185,976 pour les travaux de réfection chaussée du chemin Kilmar. It's proposed and resolved that the mayor and director general must be authorized by resolution to sign a financial assistance agreement with the Minister of Transport as part of the recovery component of the local roads assistance program to obtain maximum financial assistance of $2,185,976 for road repair work on Kilmar Road. Pour autoriser le maire directeur général à signer une convention d'aide financière avec le ministre des Transports dans le cadre du volet de redressement du programme d'aide à la voirie locale pour le scellement de fissures sur le chemin Avocat, Bid, Grenville, Kilmar et Harrington, dossier ZTJ-22867. To authorize the mayor and director general to sign a financial assistance agreement with the Minister of Transport as part of the recovery component of the local roads assistance program for sealing cracks in Avoca, Granville Bay, Kilmar, Harrington Roads, file ZTJ-22867. C'est proposé par? Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le maire et le directeur général soient autorisés à signer la convention d'aide financière avec le ministre des Transports dans le cadre du volet de redressement du programme d'aide à la voirie locale pour obtenir une aide financière maximale de 106 615 pour le scellement de fissures sur le chemin Avocat, Big Grenville, Kilmar et Harrington. This proposal is resolved that the mayor and director general be authorized by resolution to sign financial assistance agreement with the Minister of Transport as part of the recovery component of the local roads assistance program to obtain maximum financial assistance of $106,615 for sealing cracks on Avoca, Granville Bay, Kilmar and Harrington Road. Pour autoriser le maire directeur général à signer une convention d'aide financière avec le ministre des Transports dans le cadre du volet de redressement du programme d'aide à la voirie locale pour le chemin Harrington, dossier CRD-46-226, projet GRCH-130.01. To authorize the mayor and director general to sign a financial assistance agreement with the Minister of Transport as part of the recovery component of the local roads assistance program for Harrington Road, file CRD-46-226, project GRCH-130.01. C'est proposé par? Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
soit autorisé à signer la convention d'aide financière avec le ministre des Transports dans le cadre de l'investissement programme d'aide à la voirie locale pour obtenir une aide financière maximale de 1,295,499 $ pour les travaux de réfection de chaussée du chemin Hamilton. This proposal resolved the mayor and director general be authorized by resolution to sign a financial assistance agreement with the Minister of Transport as part of the recovery component of the local roads assistance program to obtain maximum financial assistance of $1,295,499 for the repair work on Harrington Road. Pour abroger et remplacer la résolution 2023-02-51, autorisation de signature de l'entente d'État municipal avec la ville d'Hawkesbury, établissant les fournitures de services d'entraide mutuelle pour la protection contre l'incendie. To repeal and replace Resolution 2023-02-51, authorization to sign an intermunicipal agreement with the Town of Hawkesbury establishing the provisions of mutual assistance services for the fire protection. Ça s'est proposé par?
C'est proposé, M. le maire.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
D'abroger la résolution portant le numéro 2023-02-51 et de la remplacer par la présente, autorisant le maire et directrice générale à signer une entente intermunicipale avec la ville d'Hawkesbury selon les modèles soumis le 12 janvier 2023, établissant la fourniture des services d'entraide mutuelle pour la protection contre l'incendie. Il y a eu des petites corrections. Hein?
Mineures.
Mineures?
Ça ne changeait pas la teneur de l'entente.
OK. So it's proposed and resolved to repeal the resolution bearing number 2023-11-451 and to replace it with this resolution authorizing the mayor and director general to sign an intermunicipal agreement with the town of Hawkesbury as per the model submitted on January 12, 2023, establishing provisions of mutual assistance services for fire protection. Avis de motion concernant le projet de règlement de zonage numéro ARU 953-11-2023 modifiant le règlement de zonage ARU 902-01-2015 tel qu'amendé afin d'ajouter les usages appartenant à la cause d'usage services personnels et professionnels C2 au sein de la zone ARV-01. So notice the motion concerning the draft zoning bylaw number RU 953/11/2023 modifying the zoning bylaw number RU 902-01-2015 as amended in order to add uses belonging to the use class personal professional services C2 within zone RV-01. L'avis de motion est donné par?
Je peux la donner, M. le maire.
Concernant le projet de règlement de zonage numéro RU 953-11-2023, modifiant le règlement de zonage numéro RU 902-01-2015, tel qu'amendé afin d'ajouter les usages appartenant à la clause d'usage services professionnels, personnels et professionnels, C2 au sein de la zone RV-01. Cet avis de motion ainsi que la présentation du projet de règlement sont faits conformément au Code municipal du Québec. Notice of motion is hereby given by Councillor. Concerning the draft zoning bylaw number RU 953-11-2023, modifying the zoning bylaw number RU 902-01-2015 as amended, in order to add uses belonging to the use class personal and professional services C2 within the zone RV-01. This notice of motion as well as the presentation of the draft bylaw are made in accordance with the Municipal Code of Quebec. Pour nommer Mme Nathalie Pedicelli et Mme Louise Gorman à titre de membre du comité consultatif d'urbanisme, to appoint Ms. Nathalie Pedicelli and Ms. Louise Gorman as members of the Urban Planning Consultation Committee. Ça, c'est proposé par? Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Pour nommer Mme Nathalie Pedicelli, Archelli, et Mme Louise Gorman, à titre de membre du comité consultatif d'urbanisme de la municipalité de Granville-Sarrouche. So it's proposed and resolved to appoint Mrs. Natalie Pedicelli and Mrs. Louise Gorman as members of the Urban Planning Advisory Committee of the municipality of Granville-Sarrouche. Pour accepter une soumission, achat de compteur d'eau, to accept the quote purchase of water meters, c'est proposé par? Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
D'accepter la soumission de CDEDQ pour un montant de 9 810,80 $, excluant les taxes applicables pour l'achat de 20 compteurs d'eau. Les fonds seront prélevés à main le poste budgétaire 02-412-00-522. This proposal is resolved to accept the submission of CDEDQ for an amount of $9,810.80, excluding applicable taxes, for the purchase of 20 water meters. Funds will be taken from budget 02-412-00-522. Pour autoriser le prêt du centre Paul Bougie, Cour d'Espagnol, to authorize to lend the Paul Bougie Center for Spanish courses. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Natalia.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil municipal autorise la tenue de cours d'espagnol sous condition de respecter les règles relatives à l'utilisation du centre Paul Bougie. La municipalité s'engage à prêter gratuitement ce centre Paul Bougie les mardis de 13h à 14h, 16 janvier au 12 mars 2024. Proposed and resolved, Municipal Council authorized Spanish courses subject to respecting the rules relating to the use of the Paul Bougie Center. Municipality undertakes to lend the Paul Bougie Center free of charge for this course on Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. from January 16th to March 12th, 2024. Pour octroyer une aide financière aux Maisons des Jeunes to grant financial assistance to the Maisons des Jeunes, ça c'est proposé par?
Je peux proposer, Jared.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
D'octroyer une aide financière de 2 000 à la Maison des Jeunes. Les fonds nécessaires sont prévus au poste budgétaire 02-701-91-999. So it's proposed and resolved to grant financial assistance of $2,000 to the Maison des Jeunes. The necessary funds will be taken from budget 02-701-91-999. D'octroyer une aide financière à la Citadelle to grant financial assistance to the Citadelle. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Je vais proposer, Isabelle.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Donc, voyez une aide financière de 3 000 à la Citadelle. Les fonds nécessaires sont prévus au poste budgétaire 02-701-91-999. C'est proposé and resolved to grant financial assistance of $3,000 to the Citadelle. Necessary funds will be taken from budget item 02-701-91-999. Renouveler le partenariat financier avec l'organisme Les Bons Déjeuners d'Argenteuil Inc. to renew the financial partnership with the Bons Déjeuners d'Argenteuil Inc. organization. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Je vais proposer, monsieur le maire.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
D'employer une aide financière au montant de 3 000 à Les Bons Déjeuners d'Argenteuil Inc. afin d'aider dans la poursuite de leur objectif. Les fonds vont venir du poste 02-701-91-999. So it's moved, it's proposed and resolved to give financial donation in the amount of $3,000 to Les Bons Déjeuners d'Argenteuil Inc. to help them achieve their goals. The necessary funds will be taken from budget 02-701-91-999. Deuxième période de questions, second question period. It's the question, any questions?
Yes, sir. I have several. I thought I'd let the actual residents go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'll go ahead if they don't have any questions.
Yeah.
The budget. I wasn't here for that part.
Too bad.
Too late.
We'll give you a copy of it.
Well, I've got a copy of it here.
Oh, good. Well, then.
What is the actual residential increase? That's what I'm just trying to get at.
Well, direct from the administration end of things, we're minus 1.51%.
I see that. So does that mean that...
That's direct. Now, we're not done yet.
Okay.
Then there's the indirect cost that we don't control.
Okay.
And that pushes it up to, depending on your evaluation, up to, I think it's an average of
7%.
7.2%.
For the average.
For the average.
If you don't count the brown...
The brown boxes, the garbage boxes.
Yeah, you mentioned that correctly at the beginning.
The brown boxes that
are
starting.
4%.
Okay. Now, I didn't hear it all when you were explaining to me at the beginning because it was great to start the meeting. So because of the brown bins being implemented.
Well, there's more than that. There's other costs that are out of our, like the garbage collection cost has gone way up. And there's MRC cost. I mean, I think that does he have a copy of? Okay, so you have a copy, so you'll see the percentages of increase
that
are.
I saw those. I was just trying to get a better picture.
Well, that's pretty pretty clear picture of what's happening.
It is now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, we got a grant of $7 million
and the roads, which
brings me to my next question. Does that have to do with all of this, these motions?
Those grants were approved.
Okay.
So what we're doing tonight is giving us authorization to sign the agreement with the government.
Okay, so that's not like it. Something that was already announced a few months ago by the province.
This is new.
Because they do that sometimes.
Yeah, no, this is new.
Okay, so that work will be done next year?
That's correct.
Okay, that's good. The Avoca Community Center, so the tax exemption had been originally granted back in 2014, and...
I gather from what I read, the minister was asking for confirmation.
Okay, so it's been renewed. And the last question, the water meters, they aren't residential water.
Yeah, those 20 are going to be located in very special or specific spots so we can monitor where there are possibly leaks in the system.
Okay.
And consumption.
Okay, so it's not going to affect...
It has nothing to do, they're not invoiced.
There's not metered water.
No. It's more for the management of the system. Any other questions? No question? Yes, sir.
Yeah, question about the appointment of Natalie Percelli and Louise Gorman.
Yeah.
Was that an open discussion? Was that?
That was in the newspaper. They submitted their names.
Okay.
For that.
That's the first two who submit their names.
Okay.
We took the two, first two.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah, I brought this up a couple of years ago. The traffic light at 148.
Yes.
And whatever they call that.
Stretch.
Yeah.
To the 50.
And when you want to turn west, you hardly have time to move and it switches.
Turning west, it was changed.
Yeah.
After we requested it.
Well, we asked them to turn it back on, which they did, but now it's so damn quick that you hardly have time to move.
No, but they did move it to like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
But they're back to 3 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is there any way that it's a dangerous...
Yeah, yeah.
Because we need to pass.
Don't listen to her.
No, but since it's not my manual, it's not the same.
When you have an idiot in front of you that the arrow turns green, and by the time he moves and it's yellow,
yeah,
and there's a transport coming and you just pass...
No, it's not the same one she's talking about. She's talking the one when you're on 148 to go to, when you're going east on 148, to turn left on the Scotch Road.
Oh, that sometimes that doesn't even work.
No, it's not the turning green.
No, you never get a green light.
Yeah.
That's the one. Monsieur qui appelle les autres demain. Parce que ça a l'air que tout le système fonctionne mal avant qu'il y ait un accident. Other questions? No questions. C'est bon? So, levée de la séance, qui propose?
Je propose, Natalia.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Merci beaucoup.